Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. Today I'm excited to talk to you about two things. One is my second most favorite book, The Five Levels of Leadership by John Maxwell. And the second thing is to kind of introduce and let you know what's coming and do an introduction to my book, Blue Collar Leadership and Supervision, Unleash Your Team's Potential. And just to prime you up, starting with the next episode, there's going to be 30 episodes, so that'll be 30 weeks to get through this series, and I'll be kind of talking unscripted each week about one of the chapters in the book. This is another one of my books that has 30 chapters, 3 pages each. It's written specifically for those who aspire to be leaders, who want a leadership position, who want to be the boss, who want a role in formal authority, and for those who already have a leadership position, who are already the boss, who have people reporting to them. That's what this content's going to be. It's going to be how to help you lead others well. If you've been listening for a while, you may remember I've done a 30-part series like this on my book, a different book, Blue Collar Leadership, Leading from the Front Lines. That one is how to lead yourself well, and it's really written for, it applies to everyone. But it's a tool that a lot of people across the country are using to grow and develop their frontline workforce. So I've done a 30-part series on that as well. You can scroll back through the podcast menu and go to episode 65 if you'd like to listen to that 30-part series. That book, again, is How to Lead Yourself Well. But the series kicking off today, an intro to, is How to Lead Others Well. Especially those people who know how to lead themselves well. They're going to be looking for a leader like I'm going to talk to you about in this series. But today, most of today's episode is kind of priming the pump, getting you ready for what I'm going to teach you, giving you some of the why behind leadership. Why do I need to grow as a leader? Why does it matter? I'm already the boss. Why do I need to learn leadership? Or if I'm going to be the boss, why do I need to learn more about leadership? I'm going to already have the position and title. So to do that, I'm going to share an outline of your brief outline of my favorite book. Again, The Five Levels of Leadership by John Maxwell. When I'm talking about this, I kind of call it demystifying leadership, help you understand how leadership really works from a high level. And then throughout the series, we're going to dig down into specific things that you can do to help grow and develop your leadership ability. So you may be thinking, what's your number one book if you haven't been listening for a while? My number one most favorite book is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That book changed my life. And I also did a short series, actually, an intro in 7 parts. You can go back and listen to that on episode 15 through 22. So just give you a little background information there. So as I begin talking about these 5 levels of leadership, I want you to know that leadership is the key to transformation. If you want to transform yourself, your life, personally or professionally, leadership is what you need to focus on learning and growing in that space, in that area, learning all these thousands and thousands of principles. Don't worry about learning 1,000 at a time. Just learn 1 at a time. But that's the big picture. You can never learn all this if you study it for the rest of your life. I'll be studying it for the rest of my life. I'm a student as much as I am a teacher. And that's what high impact leaders are. They're both students for life and teachers for life. So that's what I want to help you with here. If you didn't listen to the last 2 episodes, episode 109 was about 3 dilemmas that organizations face. Basically, it was talking about engagement, retention, and turnover. Those are some major problems out there. That was episode 109. 110 was actually talking about leadership is the key to transformation. So those two episodes kind of set up this series. So this is another kind of intro and setup to get this series going good. So you may want to go back and listen to those if you haven't. So now let's dive into these five levels of leadership by John Maxwell. And again, the levels are John's. I'm going to add some stuff to it. That's my own, from my own learning, my own experience, to help you understand it a little bit. Rhea and I both are certified for life to teach tons of John's content. We actually don't teach a lot of it because we have 22 books of our own and are writing more every year. So if you were to like a lot of John's stuff and you like my blue collar spin, you know, we're certified to teach that and we can bring it to you as well. We're not authorized to speak and teach on John's five levels of leadership book. However, we are certified to speak and teach on many of his books, but one of them is Leadership 101, which actually contains, I believe, 29 pages specifically about the five levels of leadership. So in that sense, we are certified to teach on the five levels of leadership. I could teach you 8 hours on those 29 pages out of Leadership 101 on the five levels, probably 12 hours. There's so much stuff to support it. All my stuff supports it. All Rhea's stuff supports it. It's just kind of a frame or an outline. So I'm going to take about 15, 20 minutes to kind of walk you through these levels and help you understand what they are. It's the big picture. It'll help you understand why you need to go do all this other stuff. So before we get started, if you're in a space where you can write, that's great. If not, you can follow along. But what you need to know if you're writing these down, let's say you have one sheet of paper and you're writing it down, start at the bottom and go to the top. Because I'm going to start with level one, and that's going to be at the bottom. Think of it as a pyramid. And each level is like a foundational layer of the pyramid. Each one builds on top of the other. So level one starts at the base. Another thing you need to know, all these levels begin with a P. The word begins with a P. And then there's also a keyword that follows that begins with an R. And then there's a reason that people follow. So that's what we're about to go through. Another thing you need to know is you never leave a level behind. Each one, again, builds on the other. The higher you climb through these levels of leadership, the harder it gets to climb, but the easier it gets to lead. That's why you want to do the hard work of climbing through these levels, because your job, your role as a leader, whether it's at home as a parent or at work as somebody's boss, it's going to get easier. So if you'll do the hard work, life's going to get easier. Les Brown says, if we do what's easy, life will be hard. If we do what's hard, life will be easy. And that's the way it is with leadership. Unfortunately, most people do not study leadership, so leading is hard. And really, they don't lead, they manage. And so we'll talk about that here in a second. So let's scroll through these things. Level one is position. Position. The key word is rights. And people follow at that level because they have to. You're the boss. They have to do what you say. That's how it works. And positional level leadership is the lowest level of leadership, remember? A lot of people think when they get given a position, they've arrived. They think they made it to the top. No, they're at the bottom. They just don't know what they don't know. And again, position. Level one is position. That could be the position of entry-level worker. That's still a position. It could be team leader, supervisor, manager, superintendent, foreman, president, vice president, owner, CEO, CFO, COO. All those are positions. It could be private, corporal, sergeant, gunnery sergeant, lieutenant, captain, major, general. All those ranks in the military are positions. So all that does is make someone a level one leader. They got to do a whole lot more to climb up this leadership mountain, if you want to call it that. So positional leadership is the lowest level of leadership. It's also the highest level of management. And the reason that is because it comes with authority, right? That's the key word is rights, R-I-G-H-T. Level one is position. The key word is rights. People follow you because they have to. So you have authority. You can manage people. You can manage things. You can tell people how to do stuff, what needs to go where. You have the highest level of management relative to that position. So the thing you need to know is we should lead people. We don't have to. That's the problem. Because we can choose to manage them or we can choose to lead them. But we should lead people. We must manage things and processes. Things and processes can't think for themselves. They don't feel, all that kind of stuff. We manage things and processes. We have to. People do think and feel and have an opinion. And we should lead them. But it's too easy. And if people do not know how to lead, they rest on their position. They rest on their rights, and they manage people, just like an object. This series is going to help you move beyond management and supervision and toward high-impact leadership. So right here, just talking about the framework of leadership. So let's move up to level two. Level two is permission. Permission to lead others. People are giving you permission to lead them. That's the way it works. If you want to boss them, you just boss them. You don't need their permission. But to lead them, you need their permission. The key word is relationships. At level two, people follow you because they want to. So remember, level one, people follow you because they have to. Level two, you've built a relationship. Now they follow you because they want to. And what's awesome about this is research studies have proven. And actually, John Maxwell, I heard him in an audio one time, and he was talking about a research study related to this based on 17,000 participants. And what they discovered was, or what the research study revealed was, when people follow you because they want to, they're 40% more productive than when they follow you because they have to. If you're the boss, you're responsible. It could be the way that you lead or the way that you manage people costing you 40% productivity. If you want to keep climbing the ladder and keep climbing the chain and you want to go higher and higher up the pay scale, you got to get results. And you get results as a leader by with and through other people. You need other people's help. You don't need them holding back 40% on you. And I remember a plant that I was working in. Plant managers changed. We were at minus 3% gross profit margin with a plant manager who had been there 4 or 5 years, I think, maybe even longer than that. And he left and brought in a new plant manager. And he was a great guy. I write about him in my book, Defining Influence. The best leader I ever reported to when I was working in the plants. But he came in and just in a matter of 4 or 5 years, we went from minus 3% gross profit margin to plus 35. So a 38% increase in gross profit margin. All that really changed was the leader. And what happened was we got rid of a level one leader and we got someone who's leading at these higher levels that I'm talking to you about. He unleashed the team's potential. That's what this session is about. That's what this series is going to be about. So how do you get from one to two? It's all about relationships. How do you build relationships? It's all about trust. And trust at level two, how do you move from one to two is about your character development. And if you're growing and developing your team, if you're using the other book, Blue Collar Leadership, to grow and develop your team, help them improve their character, just gets easy. And you need to learn that what's in that book also for yourself. So you can lead yourself well, but also so you'll know it is a tool for leading others well. For helping train and develop those on your team. This book, this series we're going to go through is about leading yourself well. So trust is established through character. Character is static, meaning it's not going to change from minute to minute, from day to day. Over weeks, months, and years, absolutely, you can change your character. But from one situation to the next throughout your day, your character pretty much is what it is. So it's static. The two cores of credibility that relate to character are intent, which is actually the foundation of trust. That's your motive, your agenda, behavior. Is your motive to manipulate people, or is your motive to motivate people? If you're going to manipulate, you ain't going to ever build trust. You're going to stay a level one leader. You've got to move to motivation. Manipulation is about me benefiting and not you as a leader. If I'm the boss and I'm trying to manipulate you, I'm trying to benefit, you don't get anything out of the deal. Motivation is mutual benefit. We both win. The team wins. The organization wins. Everybody wins. So you're striving for motivation. And that's what Blue Collar Leadership and Supervision, this 30-part series, is going to help you learn how to lead in a way that motivates others, that causes them to want to follow you. That's what this whole series is about, how to get people to want to follow you so that you can grow your influence and get that 40% productivity that's out there on the table that lower level one positional leaders will never get. The other thing you need to know as we go through these levels is you're not always at the same level with everybody. You may be at one level with one person, a different level with another person, another level with someone else. Every time you get promoted, no matter how high you work up this level in your current position, the moment you get promoted, you got a new position. You got to start back over and build this leadership foundation based on top of your new position. If you leave from one company and go to another company, that's getting a new position. Not only is a promotion going to take you back to the bottom, but also changing companies when you change people. You may be at the same exact position in an org chart, but you got a whole new group of people. You've got to start over. That's why all this stuff's so important, learning these levels. Level 3 is production. And the key word is results. People follow you at level 3 because of what you've done for the organization, which means the team, your team, the teams to the left and right, and everyone that works in the organization. You're getting results based on whatever the goal of the organization is, or whatever the goal of your department is. You're able to get results. And again, remember, level 3 is assuming you've built level 2. So from level 1 to go to level 2 is all about character development, developing your character, most importantly. And then level 3, how do you get from 2 to 3? It's all about competency. So on top of character, right? So trust at level 3 is established through competency. Competency is situational, right? You may be competent in one area at 1 minute. 5 minutes from now, you're in a different area, in a different situation, and you don't have the competency. So you can't get results in that area. That means somebody else is probably the leader. That's okay. So the two cores of credibility that relate to competency are capabilities, which is talent, ability, skills, knowledge, and style, and results, which is about past results, current results, and your ability to produce future results. So now let's talk about level 4. Actually, let me back up. I want to make sure you're clear on level 3. Someone could be a millionaire, billionaire. They could be getting results off the charts. That does not make them a level 3 leader unless they're getting those results with good relationships with people who actually want to follow them. If someone's getting amazing results, you could be a team leader getting the best results across all 3 shifts. You're on first shift, your team gets the best results. You still could be a level 1 leader if the people on your team only follow you because they have to. Someone can be a dictator and get amazing results because people are following them who have to follow. And maybe they're an outstanding high-impact manager. They can tell people what to do and manage things and processes and manage people. If they're managing people and people follow only because they have to, the results they're getting relative to leadership don't matter. They're still a level one leader. So to become a true level three leader, you've got to get results based on positive relationships with people who want to follow you. That's the key. And you're going to get even better results if you can do that, especially if you're already getting results. So let's move to level four. Level four is people development. People development. The key word is reproduction, meaning you're reproducing level two and level three leaders. That's the goal of a level four leader, is to reproduce level two and level three leaders. The reason people follow a level four leader is because of what the leader has done for them personally. Because the leader is helping them get results as a person, at home, at work. It's what I'm doing for you today. Every day I do a podcast, every book I write, every speech I make, every article I write on LinkedIn, I'm doing people development. I'm trying to reproduce level two and level three leaders in hopes that some of you are going to become level four leaders and start growing and developing other leaders. That's what our world needs. That's what you need if you want to truly climb up the leadership mountain. One thing John talks about, though, in the book, of people who are truly level three leaders, only 10% of those people actually become a level four leader. It's sad, but it's true. And the reason is, when you go to level four, you've got to sacrifice a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort for other people. When you're growing from two to three, it's kind of all about you. It's all about you getting results. It may be, if you're truly level three, you're getting results in a good way with people. People love you and you love them. That's amazing. That's outstanding. That's what we need, level three leaders. Because out of that pile is where 10% are going to move to level four. But they got to be willing to not only sacrifice for themselves. Now it moves from me to we. It moves from success, which is all about level three, to significance, which is about level four and five. Success is about me. Significance is about we. Level five is pinnacle. And the key word is respect. People follow you at level five because you've done it so well for so long for so many people. Meaning growing and developing people. It's about who you are and what you represent. And only 1% of people who make it to level four are going to become level five leaders. Or excuse me, only 1% of people who make it to level three are going to become level five leaders. And the reason that is because they have to have natural ability. That's called a head start in the leadership world. And what I mean by natural ability, You're not naturally going to be a five, but you may naturally be the kind of person who builds relationships with people. You may be naturally the kind of person that wants to help people, but you still got to do all the work related to climbing this leadership mountain. And you don't work on level five. You work on 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. And if you do that well enough, long enough, society will put you at level five. Think of Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr. You may not have ever met those people, most likely, but you know who they are because they're level five leaders. Truett Cathy at Chick-fil-A, he's got a reputation. He's passed away now, but what he did at Chick-fil-A and what he does for the people and how Chick-fil-A serves the people. That's level five leadership. You want a blue collar, and he's a blue collar leader. And if you want to think of the best example I can give you now is Bob Chapman at Barry Waymiller Company. He wrote a book called Everybody Matters. is a $2 billion organization with over 10,000 employees. And you can imagine how this guy leads his people. They've created even a university, and the people are teaching, and they're teaching other people how to lead like Bob leads, and the people in his organization lead. One of their metrics, you think of a $2 billion company, you think about metrics, you think safety, quality, delivery, cost, you know, all the standard metrics. One of the metrics at their company is the divorce rate among their employees. Bob has put that on his shoulders and said, we're going to lead in a way that causes our team members, our associates, to stay married. And we're going to measure it and see how we're doing. That's a big deal. That's level five type leadership. And level fives are also trying to reproduce people, but they're trying to reproduce more level four and level five leaders. Level four leaders are trying to produce level one or level two and level three. The whole goal is to get everyone to move from level one and start climbing this leadership mountain. So I hope you enjoyed this overview of the five levels of leadership. And we're about to dive in starting in the next episode. Again, it's going to be 30 episodes after this one. And I'm going to speak off the cuff, unscripted, about these chapters in Blue Collar Leadership and Supervision, Unleash Your Team's Potential. And I want to leave you with a quote that's on the back cover of the book. Leadership is not a license to do less. It is a responsibility to do more. And as you just heard, what that means, do more, means more relationship building, more people development, so that you can achieve unbelievable results and you can become highly successful. And I hope you'll become significant, meaning your goal is growing and developing people, no matter what role you're in. And that quote I shared with you, leadership is not a license to do less, it is a responsibility to do more, is a quote from Simon Sinek. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. See you next week to start off the series. Have a great day.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit bluecollarleadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.